If you listen to what we have to say today, it's going to cover a portion of it. We want to try to hit some of the highlights, and we've got some materials that you've been given, handed out, and we also have some additional materials out there, I think, that you all picked up. How many of you all do here, how many here are debtors' lawyers that do individual 11s? I see a show of hands. Quite a few. Okay, and the rest of you haven't done either creditors' lawyers or debtors' lawyers that don't do 11s? Mixed bag. I mean, when you're looking at a debtor, a potential client in your office, and their debts exceed the amount that you can file for a Chapter 13, you know they need a 13, then you're going to be looking at 11. Either you send them down the road or you take the case, and you're qualified to take the case. And, you know, under ProSnacks, these are things you need to be looking at when you take on a potential case. And this is part of your ethics. We're going to kind of roll that into this portion of the seminar. You know, you can't just take a Chapter 11 case. A Chapter 11 case is not a large 13. It's similar, but it also has qualifications. You know, has some features in there, exceptions to discharge, similar to Chapter 7. So you have to be very careful when you select the type of bankruptcy you're going to be placing your potential client into. And, of course, you know, there's some of the differences. In the 13, you have certain exceptions that don't apply. And where in 11 it does, you have also, the cost involved in 11, of course, is a lot more expensive than a 13.
And certainly, as a debtor's attorney, you can make a lot more money doing an 11 than you can a 13. But that doesn't mean you should automatically switch from a 13 to an 11 just because it seems like it's a more flexible way to bill in a case. Because one thing you have to do is not only get employed and file your application for employment, you have to submit fee applications on a regular basis no sooner than 120 days after the case is filed, unless you get leave of court.